What happens when you're sexually harassed at work? What should you do? Marcus, what should you do?
I really don't know. I mean, it's been brought up to every management, you know, every person in management there. One of the managers has even witnessed it.
Now, is this another guy coming on to you or a woman?
It's a guy. And I don't know what to do about it. It's gotten physical over the last few days. But I mean, it wasn't intentionally, but when you go so far, then of course my temper is going to get a little bit out of hand, you know, because that's not a matter that you should want to play with.
So you've talked to all the bosses and they've ignored it?
Yes.
Time to go to the police. And they can be taken to court and fined.
Okay.
Yeah, you could, not that you're doing this for the money, but you could come out with a settlement.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm dead honestly tired of dealing with it.
Well, they're going to be dead honest tired about it too when the police come, because they're going to be in trouble. And the guy that's hitting on you, he's in trouble too, big trouble. If I were you, I'd go to the police immediately.
Okay.
And also, Marcus, you might want to get a lawyer.
Okay.
And a lawyer will defend you, and somebody's about to have a bad hair day where you work.
When I go to the police about it, I just tell them, like, I want to file a sexual harassment.
Get a lawyer first.
Okay.
And the lawyer will direct you from there. But I'd move immediately.